This is Hellmouth High School's Don't Have Reunions. Doctor Who Meets the Scoobies. Written by Morag McPherson, read by Rena Jenkins. This story is a Doctor Who Buffy the Vampire Slayer crossover, rated PG-13-ish. Author's note. My first challenge response. Timeline-wise, this is an alternate first school reunion in season 2 of Doctor Who. In the Buffyverse, it's after Homecoming, but before Band Candy. Chapter 1. That can't be right. The Slayer launched the fluffy white projectile arcing into the air, and it landed ever so gently on the soft pink platform, which drew it into the waiting, hungry maw. Xander, you are the best distance popcorn eater ever. Buffy tossed another kernel, snatching it out of the air with consummate skill. Eye-to-mouth coordination, Buffy. Wait till you see where those skills get me on the baseball field. Or playing goalie in field hockey. The dentist loves me. His next catch was a diving action, and he landed face first in the pile of pillows where Willow was surrounded by books. Hey there, Wills. What's taking so long? I know it's my trig homework, but normally you're all with the scribbling and the looks of vague superiority. Willow kept tapping her pencil against the paper. Hello? What's going on, Willow? All of your answers are right. Oh. He paused. Must be those new teachers. I knew they were too good to be true. Buffy wandered over and looked down at the paper. We better tell Giles there's a new demon in town. A wacky math teaching demon. She grabbed Xander's shoulder. No developing any crushes on them. No, he shook his head. No way. Never again. Willow whined. But the new physics teacher's so cute. Xander laid a companionable arm around her. You don't want to go there, Willow. That way lies being eaten alive, or having your life force sucked out of you, or just becoming even more of a social pariah. Willow's shoulders slumped, and she sighed. Yeah. Chapter 2, Mounting Problems. I'm afraid I'm not certain what you're getting at, Giles continued shelving. I've been keeping an eye on this new administration myself, and I haven't noticed anything wrong or suspicious about them. And I have to say, the food in the cafeteria has improved remarkably. Yeah, none of it's turned into snakes lately, Xander snickered. But, Giles, I've checked everyone's homework. These new books, they're going into way more complicated math and science than normal, and everyone's getting the right answers. Willow shoved a sheet of paper into his face. Xander's halfway to resolving Hilbert's 11th open problem, in the margins of his English essay. Well, I should think in this climate of ever-declining test scores and interest by young people in maths and sciences that you of all people would be happy to see this. Not to mention that our research sessions have been going much easier lately. Giles kept moving away. Buffy planted herself in front of him. Giles, I don't care if this gets us all into Harvard. There's got to be some mojo going on. And I don't like unknown mojo. It's never good mojo. Buffy, please. We have much larger concerns than Xander's improving grades. And mine! Don't you think this is just you being self-defeating? I understand that you've had to divide your attention between slaying and schoolwork, but I've always known you're all very bright. Giles' gaze lingered on Xander for a moment, but he stopped his head from shaking. Just take this as something positive that allows you to concentrate on the Hellmouth and your duties, and frees you from being so concerned about graduating. The bell rang, and the trio scooped their books off the table. This isn't finished, Giles. I can't possibly comprehend why, but fine. I'll look into any math daemons I can find in the literature, but it sounds far-fetched at best. Once out the door, Xander and Willow turned to Buffy, and all three whispered. They've gotten to him. Yep, Buffy looked around. I've got English next with Mr. Nash. If he was a demon, I'd have slayed him by now. How about you? American history with the same old Mrs. Weinheimer, replied Xander with a shudder. Physics with the new guy! Willow smiled, but it quickly faded. Stupid, cute, demon, people-eating teachers. Okay, let's see if we can figure out what we're dealing with. Strike up a conversation with him if you have to, But don't let them know we're onto them. And let Oz and Cordelia know. Buffy paused and turned to Willow. At least let Oz know. Xander scowled and Willow snorted. Will do. He's in that new advanced computing class next. Went to school and I was very nervous. Willow eyed the teacher, poking her palm with the point of her pencil. No bad thoughts, no bad thoughts. Don't want to be eaten by the math demon. But she found herself smiling dreamily at him while he interrogated Harmony about string theory. Definite mind control powers. Down, girl! And, Willow, if you were going to open a transdimensional gateway, how would you do it? Well, I could use a superconductor to provide an electrical charge and cause a quark cascade, or I could just use a pheromone crystal and some sage. Whoops! Did that come out? Evil mind control math mojo! The teacher, Mr. Smith, rocked back on his heels. Excuse me, what did you say? Nothing. Superconductors. Quarks. Nice quarks. I like bottoms. Her blush deepened and the class laughed. And tops. Another roar of laughter. Strange and charm are nice, too, she muttered. Mr. Smith's eyes bugged out a bit. Yes, yes they are. Miss Rosenberg, was it? Yes, sir. After class, please. At the oohs and hoots, he glared at the class over his glasses. None of that. Now, I want you all for a very special assignment tonight, to look up the Poincaré conjecture. Any of you solve it, no more homework for the rest of the year. The bell rang. Thank you very much. Get out! The class emptied out of the room, with many meaningful glances at Willow, who attempted to melt into her chair before remembering the invisible girl and just wallowing in misery. Mr. Smith removed his glasses and sat on his desk, legs swinging back and forth. A pheromone crystal and sage, you said? Something like that. Willow deliberately began packing her bag. I have class after this. Which one? Calculus? Oh, bad idea. Better just stick with me. He pushed off the desk and locked the door to the classroom, closing the blinds. You're not going to eat me, are you? Because I'm not. I'm a bad. My cholesterol is high, and it'll clog your veins, too, and my hair's just going to get taut in your teeth. Willow held her bag in front of her body and left out a soft, eep! Mr. Smith's eyes widened, and Willow justified to herself that if she had to be eaten by a teacher, at least she was being eaten with this one. Why would you think I was going to eat you? Because that's kind of what evil demon teachers do. He coughed. Get many evil demon teachers around here, do you? Well, hellmouth, it happens. I just can't believe I'm going to get eaten before Xander. I always thought it was going to be Xander. He leaned against a shelf. I'd leave that bet on the table. I'm not a demon, and I'm not going to eat you. Oh, this is almost worse than being eaten. You're not a demon? Because I was sort of making all of that hellmouth stuff up then. I'm not crazy. I have a little trouble making my mouth not say all the words that come into my brain, but that's not crazy. It's endearing to some people. And wow, I should go. Mr. Smith shook his head and crossed his arms. No, hold up. Demons, hellmouths, all sorts of strange energy? That actually makes sense. Does it? Good. Still not crazy. Are you? Maybe a little. He cocked his head at her and clucked his tongue. But you act like those things are normal, and yet you still think something suspicious is going on. What have you noticed? Well, no offense, but Harmony is an airhead. She thinks Stephen Hawking was in the last Adam Sandler movie. And she's not the only one. My friends, I normally have to help them, you know, just to keep their heads above water, and all of a sudden they're working on P versus NP, and there's all these new teachers, and Giles is acting all funny. Willow finally stopped herself. And you get all talking in your pretty English accent and your amazing physics knowledge, and you smile at me and get me off my guard, and who are you, and what have you noticed? Just a concerned party. You can call me the doctor. I can tell you, you're right, there's something very strange going on here. And I have a sneaking suspicion that very strange around here is strange enough to give me some serious concern. And how do I know you're telling the truth about not being a demon, Mr. Doctor Man? He smiled at her. I don't know. I didn't try to eat you, but that's hardly proof of anything. How do you know? Willow froze, then went through her pack. Hold on one second, I've done this before. She found the little pentacle and dangled it towards him. Goddess Hecate, this figure before me today, let his false form fall away. The charm stirred in sudden wind, and to Willow's surprise, Hecate herself appeared before her, raven-haired and resplendent in a glowing white gown. The goddess ignored Willow initially, walking around the doctor, who accepted this turn of events with only a slightly loose jaw. "Well, that's just cheating!" Hecate humphed and folded her hands and spun to face Willow. "I'd love to do it, dear, but the man just happens to have a whole bunch of true forms. This one is as good as any." Willow collected herself and curtsied. "Well, thank you for trying, goddess. It was my pleasure." She winked at the doctor and began to disappear. "Oh, wait, sorry, could you tell me if he's a demon or not?" "No, he's not a demon. Not human, either. You're on your own with this one. I've got no jurisdiction. Keep up the practice, little witch." And with a last echoing laugh, she was gone. "Sorry, she doesn't normally appear when I invoke her." The doctor's jaw snapped shut. "I see. I'm gonna faint now." Oh, don't do that." He still moved towards her, which was a good thing. "Too late." Willow fell into his arms, and the blackness within. Chapter 4. Visions That I See Believe in Me. Buffy and Xander raced through the halls and bumped into each other in the lounge. "She's not anywhere!" "Have you checked outside yet, Xander?" "No, I did tell Cordy not to go to the library today, but I can't find Oz either." "When's the full moon?" Buffy strode toward the courtyard. "I don't know, Willow keeps track of that. Soon." Xander tore at his hair and stood on his tiptoes to scan the crowd like a meerkat. "Oh, crap." "What? I can't see!" Buffy bounced up. On the fountain, lying with her head in the new teacher's lap. "And a lunch lady?" Xander squinted. "A new, young, really hot lunch lady?" "My world outlook has just shifted dramatically." Buffy pulled him forward. "Probably a new, hot, evil lunch lady. At least she hasn't been eaten yet. But with Giles on the wrong side, we really can't afford to lose Willow." They pushed through the crowd until they met with their friend and her captors. "Hi! Willow, where have you been? We've been looking all over. We get so worried." Buffy smiled at the evil demon teacher and his lunch lady minion. "Did she forget to breathe again? She gets talking. You know how she gets. We can take care of this. Happens all the time." Buffy and Xander went to pull Willow up, but she swatted their hands away weakly. "Not bad, guys. Buffy, Xander, meet the doctor and Rose. They think something's rotten on the Hellmouth, too." Xander laughed. "Sure they do. Don't you just love it when she starts telling those Hellmouth stories? Seriously, let's get going. Willow, lots of schoolwork to do." Willow glared. "I mean it." Buffy raised an eyebrow. "You know about the Hellmouth?" "Well, we knew something was up. All sorts of weird energy being sucked into space, and of course he gets us sucked straight in." Rose stood to face Buffy and Xander. "The Hellmouth thing is sort of new, but we've noticed a lot of strange behavior. We're here to help." "And I'm here to accept." Xander offered her a hand, which she shook loosely to his grinning delight. Buffy shook her head. "So if you're here to help, any ideas about what's going on or why my Giles is acting like he's all possibly evil?" The doctor looked up and Buffy took a step back. "We're not quite sure. Learning all sorts of new things today. Willow introduced me to a goddess who pinched my bottom, but she seemed to think this problem wasn't mystical." The doctor cocked his head. "And it never even occurred to me that it might be. Funny how that works." Buffy looked down at her friend, who seemed entirely too content to continue to lie in the doctor's lap. "You called up a goddess? Go Willow!" "Didn't mean to. Just meant to make sure I wasn't going to get eaten. He's not a demon." A small smile appeared on her face. "Then I sort of passed out. And then I was here." "She'll be right as rain in a minute." The doctor pushed a lock of hair out of her face, and Willow sighed. Rose coughed. "I thought you didn't believe in magic or gods." "Just because I don't believe in them doesn't mean they don't believe in me. There must be an explanation." "Ah, the explanation portion of the meeting. This is going to be good, I can tell." Xander sat down. Buffy put her hands on her hips with an indulgent grin. "Do tell. Was it a gas leak? Hallucinogenic mold in the vents?" Rose watched them with an open mouth. "Are these demons just aliens or a temporal rift or something?" Oh, aliens! I've never heard that one! Xander clapped his hands. Demons, no, those are unbelievable. But aliens, let's all just jump off a completely different rocker! Buffy waved her arms in the air. This is a waste of time. There's two freshmen missing since this Monday, and they haven't popped up in the morgues, plus we can't find Oz, and do you know when the full moon's gonna be? Willow sat up. Can't find Oz? Full moon's not till next week, but where could he have gone? Eating Oz is bad, Oz. I agree. The group turned to find Oz standing on the stairs above the fountain. The computer class went long. He frowned. It was weird. How weird? Buffy stepped forward. Just weird. I can't exactly remember. Willow scooted away from the doctor and went to join her boyfriend, who took her hand. Hi, I'm the doctor, he waved at Oz. Why are you lot so concerned about the full moon? It's a thing, Oz shrugged. Oh no, not another werewolf, muttered Rose. The students all turned to her with shocked looks, including an eyebrow arch from Oz. What? So, demons no, aliens yes, and yes on werewolves? Buffy counted them off on her fingers. Now I'm confused. The doctor stood. So am I. Is there any place we can go to sort this out? Buffy looked him up and down, and then all the way back up. The library's out. Giles has gone of the weird, she added to Oz. She sighed. Willow, do you think we can trust them? I'm remarkably uneaten. He gets my vote. Willow gave a thumbs up. They seem like nice enough UFO kooks to me, added Xander, winking at Rose. We are short one British mentor, mentioned Oz. Okay, my house it is. Buffy poked a finger. But there's going to be answers. The doctor rocked back. Sure thing. The Scoobies marched forward, the doctor and Rose hanging back. She's a bossy little thing, that Buffy, sniffed Rose. Used to being obeyed, no less. Well, the TARDIS couldn't identify the energy coming out of the rift. Hellmouth, whatever. And it's messing with all my sensors. I'm willing to listen. The doctor discreetly pointed the sonic screwdriver out. The whole place is completely overloaded with power, and that boy is definitely a werewolf. Rose poked him in the side. Are you just jealous? You let her lie in your lap an awful long time. Oh, come now. She simply went and fainted on me after that goddess entity thing appeared. She, he paused for emphasis, is a child. He concluded with a finger wave. Oi! She's only 2 years younger than me! Buffy called back. You guys coming or not? The pair shrugged and started moving. Did the goddess really pinch your bum? Whispered Rose. Rose, scolded the doctor, but she just smirked and skipped ahead. Don't you get any ideas? Chapter 5. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Rose caught up to the boy, Xander. So, demons, huh? Yep. Demons, vampires, giant bug women, we've got it all. But, you know, the Chamber of Commerce doesn't like to brag. He stepped in front of her and started walking backwards. Aliens, though. That's new and exciting and possibly very scary. Do you have a spaceship? Rose craned her neck, but the doctor was distracted in conversation with Buffy about where the vampires came from. Yeah, we do. Xander's jaw dropped. Are you serious? Yep, not just a spaceship either. It's also a time machine. Xander stopped, and she kept on walking past him. After a few seconds, he was back at her side. Can I get a ride? Does it have, like, lasers? Rose laughed. It's not that kind of spaceship. As for a ride, you'll have to talk to him. Xander looked over at the doctor. So he's a alien, yeah. Xander put his hands in his pockets as he walked. That's kind of a disappointment. He looks just like us. He coughed. So, you and him and your crew. No, just us. And I'm totally human, by the way. Oh, wow. But you said time travel, so from when? Rose shook her head. The not too distant future. You're taking this awfully well. I'm a comic book geek who lives on the Hellmouth. It's all part of the job, but this is totally not how I wanted to introduce myself to you. He ran a hand through his hair. Hi, I'm Xander Harris. I'm the donut-fetching arm of Earth's sole defense against the demons of the Hellmouth. He winced. That doesn't work either. Well, it sounds exciting to me. And I'm Rose Tyler. I'm 19 years old, and I travel the universe in a time machine with a 900-year-old alien who can change his face. She shook his hand, firmly this time. It's a pleasure. A real pleasure. And I have a girlfriend. Rose smiled. That's okay. Xander blanched. Oh, is it? Oh, look, Buffy's house. Here, we're here. That's okay, too. Rose is headed on into the house, leaving Xander rubbing the back of his head. Willow and Oz come up behind him. You have a girlfriend, Willow poked Xander. He met her stare until she remembered their kiss before homecoming and looked away. Yeah, but she has a spaceship, and that is just too cool. Oz smiled. Space chick. Awesome. Chapter 6. This is what it's like when worlds collide. The group assembled around the island in the kitchen. Xander opened up the fridge. Soda, anyone? I'd love one. Rose caught the can and flung her way, then dodged the ones tossed to Willow and Buffy. Thirsts quenched, Buffy turned her attention to the doctor. So you're an alien? Yeah, that's right. He nodded. Time Lord. Buffy wrinkled her nose. That sounds very special. And you travel in time? Correct again. And you've never heard of the Hellmouth? Nope. I've seen temporal rifts, traveled to alternate dimensions, defeated werewolves, and I can definitively state that I've never seen a Hellmouth before now. Or demons. Or vampires. Not real ones, anyway. Well, not ones that weren't actually aliens. Descended from demons and they turn into dust if you shove a piece of wood in their hearts? That's just weird. You say crucifixes repel them? Buffy nodded, and the doctor pulled at his ear. No, like nothing I've ever dealt with before. It sounds like a storybook. So why is a bunch of teenagers responsible for protecting the world from these many and sundry dangers I've never heard of? Willow's hand shut up. Oh, can I say it? Buffy waved her hand in permission. Into each generation a girl is born, a chosen one. She alone will wield the strength and skill necessary to fight the vampires, demons, and the forces of darkness, stopping the swell of their numbers and the spread of their evil. She is the slayer. She's Buffy, finished Oz. Well, and Faith. Long story. You're joking. Rose looked Buffy over. I think I could take her in a fight. She moved forward, and Xander grabbed her shoulder. No, you can't. Trust me on this one. Buffy's nostrils flared a little bit from the challenge. Anyway, if there's badness going on here at the Hellmouth, it's my job to take care of it. I don't care if it's vampires or little green men. Yeah, and what kind of little green men do you think they are? Could they be a cute and cuddly kind that just wants us to have better math skills? Willow leaned up against the counter, closer to the doctor, who ran a hand through his hair. I'm not exactly sure. Then why are you so sure it's an alien? Buffy had planted her hands back on her hips. I don't know, it's just normally. He pushed his hands into the air. It's always aliens, it's never demons, and this whole situation is simply impossible, and I just have this feeling that it's aliens this time, okay? They've possessed Giles, Doctor. My watcher. Or they've replaced him, or... Buffy's voice caught, and she took a deep breath. I need more than just a feeling about this. The doctor met her gaze. Right. He paced around for a moment. Right. Willow, could you call that goddess Hecate? Could you summon her again? Willow stepped back. I don't know. That was sort of a first for me. I could float a pencil if you wanted. The doctor came up to her and took her shoulders in his hand. Please, I need to talk to her. And no, Rose, not just because she grabbed my arse. I need to know what's going on here. His brown eyes were so earnest, and Willow found herself saying, Okay. Well, before she remembered that she had no idea how to do it. Right. Goddess Hecate. Right. She pulled out her grimoire. Jeez. Listen, I'm not that great of a witch. Maybe we should call Amy. She's got way more experience than me. Oz took her hand. It's okay. You can do this. Willis smiled at him and shut her eyes. She found the pentacle in her pocket. Goddess Hecate, Queen of the Ghosts, please allow us to be your hosts. Once again, a gentle breeze entered the room, and the goddess appeared in a flash. Twice in one day, consider this an indulgence. She crossed her arms. Your powers are growing, but if you weren't here, I wouldn't have bothered. Willow croaked and pointed at the doctor. It was his idea! She then hid behind Oz. Hecate's expression turned saccharine. Was it then? That changes everything. What can I do for you, Torn Lord? She ran one perfect nail along the line of his jaw. Tell me what you are, and why there's suddenly demons in this universe. Hecate pouted and drew back. Way to cut to the chase. Fine, then. For eons, your people kept this dimension preserved from the gods, the demons, and the old ones. Then one day, they weren't here. The doctor swallowed. There was a time war. Hecate grinned. Yes, we know. And at the end, there was a hole waiting to be filled. Much like you, Doctor. We old ones are eternal. Once the Time Lords never were, we were always here. All the things that go bump in the night. My little witch, the werewolf in front of her, the Slayer standing next to you. The vampires, the demons. All possible because you pulled the trigger. I ought to thank you. That's impossible. That's magic, Hecate laughed. Which, of course, you know, is just knowing one extra piece of information. So, in gratitude for making it possible, I grant you magic, Doctor. One additional piece of information. The doctor looked around the room. Buffy appeared ready to strike. Xander's jaw hung open, and Rose simply glared at the goddess. Willow was gripping Oz's arm so tightly his hand was turning white. In turn, his face was inscrutable. At the school, what are we dealing with? Hecate brushed an imaginary speck off of the glowing glory of her gown. Like I said, out of my jurisdiction. These alien types, they remain in your domain. Such a mundane inquiry, Lord of Time. I expected more from you. She leaned in close. I hope the next time you summon me, it's a little more private. The doctor locked his eyes shut. I guess we'll have to learn to coexist. Oh, we can do so much more than that. She sniffed his hair. The lonely god need not be so lonesome. We shall meet again. In another flash, she disappeared. Rose tapped her foot. I really don't like her. Buffy crossed her arms. Me either. The doctor's eyes fluttered open. She's a very interesting lady. Rose's voice raised an octave. Interesting? Oi, you're sounding like your mother. The doctor loosened his tie. I didn't realize that the Time War had left the universe open to this sort of thing. I got rid of the Daleks, but let the demons in. He gripped the counter and looked at Buffy. I'm sorry. I'm so very sorry. Buffy rocked back. It's fine. Never knew it had been any different. But can we focus on saving my watcher and my school now? Yeah. The doctor pushed off the island. We'll just have to go investigate. Cool. We're good at that. Xander came up behind Rose. What are we looking for? There were these weird oil barrels in the cafeteria, volunteered Rose. We've got two missing bodies I'm pretty sure haven't turned into vampires. What aliens do you know that eat people? Buffy tilted her head. The doctor scowled. It always comes back to the eating people with you lot. Why is that? Experience, replied all four simultaneously. Chapter 7. The universe is shaped exactly like the Earth. Rose observed the long shadows of the hallway. This place is built like something out of a horror movie. You're telling us. Xander pointed toward the principal's office. That is where Principal Flutie was eaten by a pack of students possessed by hyena spirits. We've already mentioned the Hellmouth under the library. Willow piped up, pointing. Ooh, and look, over there, that's where Buffy's mom hit Spike over the head with an axe. Runs in the family, does it? The doctor broke through between Rose and Xander. Right then, team, he faltered. I hate when people use the word team. Then allow me. Buffy pushed past. Willow, Oz, could you check out the math and science wing? That's where most of our new teachers are. Xander, Rose, why don't you guys go investigate the oil in the kitchen? I'll go check out the library, see if Giles or pseudo-Giles or whatever is in there, or if he's hiding anything. She turned her head and looked over her shoulder. You can come with me, Doc. The doctor scowled as Rose nudged him. Don't call me that. Fine. You got a better plan? Sure I do. He swiveled on his hips. Rose, do what she said. The rest of you, the same. He nodded at Buffy, then winked at Rose. Shall we? Xander led Rose toward the cafeteria, but she forged ahead. You know your way around, then, pretty well. Well, to the cafeteria, at least. I've been playing dinner lady for 2 days now. Xander held the door open for her. How did I not notice? Rose caught her grin. You have a girlfriend, I know. You told me. Oh, yeah, but still. I assume you have seen our lunch ladies? I could have sworn they hand out the jowls with the uniform. Rose was now grinning. I guess it's just part of the zany hellmouth filter, which makes people not notice the weirdness. Funny how that works, isn't it? And it's not just here. Everywhere we go, no one ever notices the police box in the Middle Ages or in their engine room. The doctor has this theory about how much processing power the human brain uses, pretending not to see what's right in front of it. Says it's keeping us from reaching the stars. Rose crept over to the barrels. Xander watched her. So, this is all just another day in the life? Don't often meet gods, but other than that, yeah. You? Aliens are new, but the same. Still, we get this kind of stuff because we live here. Seems like you guys go looking for it. He held out his hand and she handed him the cap of the barrel. Better than being a shop girl, which is what I was, you know, before I joined up with the doctor. Since then, I've met Charles Dickens, seen the end of the world, looked into the time vortex, and used its power to turn the Emperor of the Daleks into dust. I mean, how do you go out back after that? She spooned some of the oil into the container in Xander's hands. Sounds like a party. But if your hero is anything like the ones I joined up with, you better be careful. People die. A lot of the time, the ones we care about. Xander looked away. Rose stood back up. Is that why Buffy's so prickly? It's been a long year. Buffy does her best, but last spring was hard on all of us. Tucking the container into her bag, Rose tilted her head. Still, now that you know, could you ever ignore it? Ignore... She was interrupted by a shriek. Willow! Xander bolted out the door, Rose directly behind him. Chapter 8. Ever wake up with bullfrogs on your mind? By the time they reached the classroom, Buffy and the doctor were already there, helping Oz to cradle a trembling Willow. Buffy shook her head. Frog fear strikes again. A large troop of the amphibians hopped around the classroom. Buffy pushed the men away, picking Willow up and hauling her out of the room. The rest of the group followed her to the lounge where she laid Willow out. Rose poked Xander, who pointed out, "She's super strong, remember?" He then went to stroke Willow's arm. "You okay there, brave little toaster?"
"We..."
Willow took a deep breath. "No!" This time, the doctor pushed the others out of the way. He placed his fingers on Willow's temples. "Willow, look at me." He held her head in place, and as their gazes locked, she quit thrashing, calm overtaking her. "Good. The frogs are gone, Willow. It's all right." His eyes narrowed. "Well, that was a rotten thing for Cordelia to do to you, even if she was 6. And he's dating her now?" The doctor turned on Xander and clucked his tongue. Then he turned back to Willow, one thumb stroking the tears off her cheek. "There's no accounting for taste." With a smile, he released her and stood. Oz took his place, taking Willow's hand. Buffy stared at the doctor a moment. "So we've got frogs. At least they're not raining from the sky." The doctor shrugged. "There's that. Aren't they just for biology class?" Xander shook his head. "Policy from the Flutie days. Those guys were on the menu. Oz arched his eyebrow. So our aliens are French? He got a smile from Willow for this, and she let him help her sit up. Any luck in the library? Asked Rose. Buffy and the doctor looked at each other. We don't know yet, replied the doctor. Didn't quite make it there yet, admitted Buffy. Well, we made it there, but not in. Rose crossed her arms. Why? There was a dispute, allowed the doctor. It's my hellmouth, my washer, and my library. I was going in first. You've got no experience with aliens. You don't know what you're walking into. Enough! Rose shouted. Heroes, she muttered with a roll of her eyes. We'll all go to the library together, and neither of you are going in first. Willow, are you set to go?
I'm better now, thank you.
Oz helped her up, though she still leaned into him. The group moved towards the library, Buffy and the doctor hanging behind. When did Rose become the boss of me? Sniffed Buffy. The doctor could only laugh to himself. Chapter 9. Ugly or pretty, it's still my city. The library itself seemed normal, if dark and strangely deserted, as Xander commented. Rose frowned. Why? It's 8:30. Do you guys sleep here or something? Oz raised his hand. 3 days out of the month. Willow nodded. Sometimes more often, depending on hellmouth activity. Right. Rose bit her lip. I always thought the teachers slept at school, but the only sleep I ever caught in school was in math. Xander patted her shoulder. Oh, I totally get that, too. Buffy emerged from the cage. No sign of Giles. His favorite crossbow is missing, too. She frowned. He didn't even leave a note for me to go patrolling. Willow looked around. Do you think he knows we suspect him? Buffy groaned. Could be. Stamping her foot, she announced, I don't like this. The doctor cleared his throat from behind the stacks. I doubt you're going to like this any better. He extended his arm out from the shelf and beckoned the group toward him. Quietly, he cautioned. Rose was on to something. Despite this, none of them could control their gasps. Wrinkled, leathery creatures slept upside down in the stacks, their talons hooked to the ceiling, wings folded around their bodies. Those are aliens? Breathed Willow. Yes, confirmed the doctor. 13 of them. That's 6 math teachers, 5 dinner ladies, the nurse, and the librarian. Xander's eyes widened. You mean Giles is Batman? The doctor nodded. So it would appear. Holding his arms out, he walked backwards, pushing the group back. I don't recognize them. We need to get that oil to the TARDIS to analyze it. Buffy gripped his arm. But what about Giles? What did... The doctor hushed her. I don't know, Buffy. I need to find out what they are first. When they reached the doors, Xander and Oz held them open and shut them slowly and silently. Rose peeked through the windows again. All right. That was creepy. Bat people in school and no one's running or screaming. This is new. Buffy started to say something, then snapped her mouth shut. Okay, where's this TARDIS thing? The doctor loosened his tie at her glare. Right this way. Rose walked alongside Buffy. We are actually helping you, you know. No need to keep barking at us. Buffy cast a sideways glance at the teller girl. Barking? She shook her head. Listen, you guys come waltzing in here, and I appreciate the help. But your friend isn't in mortal danger. Mine is. And I don't care if it's aliens or demons, but it's my job to protect this place. You guys will come and go, and at the end of the day, I get to live here. She turned to the girl. You decided to go off and have grand adventures with an alien hottie. That's great. I got chosen to stay here and fight the demons. To watch my friends die. To kill... Buffy choked on the words. But it's all a game to you two. She finished. Rose blinked, a little stunned. It's not a game. Really? How many bodies do you leave in your path? Fewer than there would be without us, averred Rose. The rest of the gang had turned the corner. Buffy bit her lip, then crossed her arms. Okay, fine. You've seen the things that go bump in the night, and I know it's impossible to turn back once you've experienced it. And you love him. But I'll give you this advice. I didn't ask for it, and I'm giving it anyway. Buffy's face and tone softened. Just be careful. He's gonna get you hurt or killed. Rose scoffed. How do you know that? Because that's what happens to the people I love. Chapter 10. One is the loneliest number. Xander halted. Whoa. Willow stood next to him. Seconded! Oz circled the box and returned to the entrance. Huh. The doctor called from within the TARDIS. You coming or not? The three looked at each other and entered. A minute or so later, Buffy and Rose followed them. Willow went up to Buffy. It's bigger on the inside. Buffy looked around and smiled. Yeah, it is. Xander's jaw hadn't shut yet. Wow. All my life I've been waiting for a spaceship, and it looks like a phone booth. But it's a spaceship! He spun around. This is great! Where are the lasers? Can I pull up the shields? What about a transporter beam? Rose and the doctor smiled at the four. They're all telling me to get away from you before you get me killed, whispered Rose. The doctor blinked, but continued futzing with the oil. They are they? He watched Buffy, who was failing to calm Xander and Willow down. Pretty astute group. Rose stared at him. Not you too. Doctor, you know what I've survived. I'm not leaving you because of some bat monsters. The doctor smeared some of the oil on a slide when he was stuck on the console. No, you won't. But how many times have you almost died because of me? How many more times are you going to be lucky? Rose's eyes widened. You can't just drop me off. You'd have better have learned your lesson the last time. The doctor sighed. No, I'd never send you away again, not you. But, Rose, you have to know how scared I am of seeing you get killed, or even... Even what, doctor? The doctor looked down. Even if I do keep you safe, you're human. I don't age, I regenerate. But humans decay. You wither and die. Imagine watching that happen to someone you... The doctor broke off, examining the readout. What, doctor? His glassy eyes were a surprise to Rose. You can spend the rest of your life with me. But I can't spend the rest of mine with you. I have to live on. Alone. That's the curse of the Time Lords. Rose began to say something, but Buffy coughed behind them. Any luck with the oil? The doctor smiled at her. Yeah. He donned his spectacles while Rose went to retrieve Xander, Willow, and Oz from their explorations. Oh no. Oh no? That's not good coming from you. What are they? Buffy tried to read the monitor, but none of the words made any sense to her. They're Krillitanes. Is that bad? Asked Xander. The group now circled the doctor at the console. Oh, take as bad as you can imagine and add another whole suitcase full of bad. Even with this audience? Inquired Oz. The doctor removed his glasses and nodded. They're a composite species. Willow and Oz nodded, but the other three had blank expressions. Just like your culture is a composite culture, bits of English and Irish and Norman and Roman all mixed together, the Krillitanes are the same. Except the Krillitanes travel the universe, picking up physical bits and pieces of the species they conquer. That's why I didn't recognize them. The last time I saw them, they looked just like us, except with really long necks. Willow frowned. But if they've already decided to look like something else... Giant bats! Exclaimed Xander. Yes, giant bats. But if they decided to look like that, then what are they doing here? The doctor's expression turned aghast.
It's something to do with the school. It's something to do with you kids.
Buffy pushed off the console and turned about.
Then it's something I have to stop.
She swung the doors open.
Doctor?
Yes?
Is there something you want to tell me?
The doctor chuckled.
Oh, yeah. Whoops. I shifted us outside, figuring we'd be safer outside the school.
And you thought Shady Oaks Cemetery sounded safer?
The doctor paused, then swallowed.
Yes, well, possibly.
Yep.
Buffy popped her lips on the pee.
Willow, could you find something to make a steak out of?
Sure thing, Buffy.
As Willow spoke the words, Buffy rolled out of the TARDIS, slamming the door shut behind her.
Steak? Something wood?
Willow asked the doctor, casting her eyes around the decidedly unorganic interior of the control room.
Right.
He dragged Willow into the back corridors, leaving Xander, Oz, and Rose in the control room.
She's out there, fighting vampires, right now?
Rose's voice was low and hesitant.
That's right, confirmed Xander.
Rose looked at the door.
Does she need our help?
Oz shook his head.
Not really.
Xander took Rose's hand and led her toward the doors as Oz followed. Pushing through the doors, Xander elaborated.
Vampire slaying is really more of a spectator sport for us non-superheroes.
No offense, Oz.
None taken.
Rose watched a body fly through the air after Buffy kicked it, slamming spine first into a tombstone. To her surprise, it jumped back up, its features distorted, lumpy, and hideous. Its yellow eyes turned on her, and it rushed towards her. Rose froze for a moment, before kicking the TARDIS door shut and moving to her left. Unfortunately, Xander was trying to pull her to the right, so they both wound up flat on their backs. The creature was almost on top of her when it was hauled back.
"Where do you think you're going?"
Buffy grasped the beast by the collar and punched it hard.
"Is that steak coming anytime soon?"
The doors burst open again.
"Here you go, Buffy!"
Willow tossed the steak to the Slayer, who dispatched the vampire, which disintegrated before Rose's eyes. Xander screamed,
"Behind you!"
A second vampire rushed Buffy, who rolled under it. They scuffled on the ground for a few seconds, until Buffy backhanded him, giving her enough time to hop to her feet. She snorted.
"I can still smell that nasty perfume Schneider and Sons douses their coffins with. You haven't been out of the grave 10 minutes, and you think you're going to kill yourself a Slayer?"
"Slayer?"
the vampire growled, but with a questioning tone.
"Oh, you'll find out."
She ran towards him, flattening him with a single kick on the ground. She pinned him, and with a slash of poof, the vampire was gone. Buffy stayed on her knees for a moment, breathing. Rose pushed herself up.
"Those were vampires."
"Yep, those are vampires," breathed Buffy. "You okay there, Buffy?"
asked Willow.
"First one caught me by surprise, that's all. He had a knife at the start of the fight."
She looked around. "I should grab that before some kids find it." She rolled to her feet, catching her breath, and Rose saw the puncture in her shirt.
"I'll be fine," Buffy insisted, looking up at the doctor.
"What are you?" he asked, voice soft and eyes wide.
"I'm the Slayer," she tilted her head.
"What are you?"
"I'm the last of the Time Lords."
Buffy smiled and offered him her hand, her other keeping pressure on her side.
"Nice to meet you,"
they shook. Unnoticed, in the shadows of a crypt, something that looked like Giles hissed,
"Time Lord."
Chapter 11. Her Man's Been Gone. Buffy and the doctor led the way into Sunnydale High School, the others trailing behind them. Cordelia caught sight of them and ran over, grabbing Xander's hand, pulling him away from Rose.
"Where the heck have you guys been? And who's this?"
she asked with a scowl, looking Rose up and down before lingering on her roots.
Xander grimaced.
"Cordelia, meet Rose and the doctor. Rose, doctor, meet my girlfriend." Rose's glare was unfortunately wasted on Cordelia.
"Nice to finally meet you," she gritted out with a plastic smile.
The doctor nodded, looking around the courtyard. "So what's going on? What's the new big bad? You never called me back last night."
"Giant bat aliens.
Your librarian friend's been taken by them. They're plotting something in the school. We're going to take care of it."
Rose ticked the points off her fingers.
"Don't worry. He was with me last night."
She winked at Xander and turned away. "Anyway," Xander began pulling Cordelia along as the group resumed its stride, until Buffy turned around just outside the doors.
"Xander was with all of us last night, Cordelia. Don't worry. Now, okay, Willow, Rose, and Oz, you guys need to go to the computer labs, figure out what's going on in them, figure out what these Krillitons are doing."
Willow saluted, and Oz nodded.
The doctor corrected her under his breath.
"Krillitons."
He reached into his jacket.
"Here, you may need this."
The doctor withdrew his screwdriver and gave it to Rose. "Xander, and sorry, what was your name?" Cordelia sized up the new arrival with a certain amount of pleasure.
"Cordelia."
"Cordelia, you two need to work crowd control. Keep an eye out. Let us know if anything weird is going on."
Cordelia rolled her eyes.
"Like anyone in this school ever notices something weird. But we'll warn the sheep if the uber weird starts."
The doctor smiled.
"Good then.
And run distraction on Snyder if you can," added Buffy.
"Where are you two going?" asked Willow.
Buffy smiled. "You're nasty."
"We're going to find Giles."
The crew broke up, leaving Cordelia and Xander standing in the courtyard.
"So,
little bottle blonde British chick?"
hissed Cordelia.
"Well, yeah."
Cordelia turned away from him.
"I am not happy."
"Okay."
Xander turned away from her, crossing his arms. After a few minutes, Cordelia cleared her throat.
"So, the doctor."
Xander smirked.
"He's an alien."
"Oh." Silence reigned for a few moments.
"But he looks kinda nice."
"Does he? I didn't notice."
Cordelia snorted.
"Of course you didn't."
She smiled.
"I like an English accent, like, you know, James Bond or something."
Xander turned back to her.
"Well, you know we, lassie."
Cordelia put a finger on his lips.
"Don't."
He caught her hand as she withdrew it, and they smiled at each other. Everything set back to rights.
"So, bad roots girl. She and the doctor
travel together.
In his spaceship.
We got to go inside it."
Xander grinned, then frowned.
"What?"
Cordelia looked around. "We've been standing outside in the courtyard, not going to class for 10 minutes now. Why isn't Snyder harassing us?"
The courtyard stood sunny, cheerful, and terrifyingly empty save for the pair.
Cordelia shuddered.
"I don't see the little toad anywhere."
She then froze.
"Is he right behind me?"
Xander shook his head.
"No. Something's wrong. We should go check this out."
Her eyes widened, and she gagged a bit.
"We actually have to go looking for him?"
Xander slung his arm around her waist.
"I know. Maybe we'll just find pieces.
One can hope."
Chapter 12.
A madman with a nervous twitch. The doctor and Buffy slipped into the library, to find Giles leaning against one of the stacks, leafing through a book.
"Who are you, and what have you done with Giles?"
Buffy's voice rang through the silence of the room.
"Ah, Miss Summers, ever direct and to the point. My name is Brother Lassa. Your librarian is safe, I assure you."
"I don't take assurances. I take revenge."
He clucked his tongue.
"And such poor manners. You haven't even bothered to introduce your companion."
Lassa slammed his book shut, replacing it with care on the shelf before returning his attention to the others.
"I'm the doctor. Suspended Krillitanes have wings."
It's been our form for nearly 10 generations now. Our ancestors invaded Besson. The people there had some rather lovely wings. They made 1 million widows in one day, just imagine. A grin that Buffy had never seen Giles make appeared on his face. The doctor moved towards the counter. But you've chosen to appear human. Ah, yes, well, when you choose to work a plan in close proximity to a predator like the Slayer, it's best to work incognito, and also to carry some insurance. If you've touched one hair... Miss Summers, if he were dead, he'd hardly be insurance. When Lass's attention was on the doctor, Buffy felt like she'd turned invisible. My brothers remain in bat form. What you see is a simple morphic illusion. Scratch the surface and you'll find the true Krillitane beneath. The doctor gave Buffy's arm a reassuring squeeze. Then he and Lassa began circling each other. The Krillitane spoke again. And what of the Time Lords? I always thought of you as such a pompous race. Ancient, dusty senators, so frightened of change and chaos. And, of course, they're all but extinct. Only you, the last. The doctor deflected the question. This plan of yours, what is it? Lassa paused. You don't know? Buffy and the doctor exchanged looks. That's why he asked. Buffy sniffed. Let me guess. Involves the Hellmouth. Lassa shook his head. She's so cute. So direct, so primitive, don't you think? The slayers that the so-called wise men of this race created as their first defense against evil are like nothing so much as a cudgel with a nail stuck through it. Buffy's nostrils flared. That cudgel is standing right here. Lassa widened his grin. Yes, you are. But I'm afraid, dear, that the Hellmouth is incidental to our plans. Lassa returned his attention to the Time Lord. You, on the other hand, are so terribly clever. Why don't you work it out? The doctor's eyes flashed. If I don't like it, it will stop. Lassa sized the doctor up. Fascinating. Your people were peaceful to the point of indolence. You seem to be something new. Would you declare war on us, Doctor? If he won't, I will. Buffy couldn't bring herself to approach the two aliens. Muzzle your hound, Doctor. The doctor's gaze never wavered. Why? You'd be far better off with her. I'm so old now. I used to have so much mercy. Finally, Lassa looked towards Buffy, this battle lost. You get one warning, the doctor stated, turning. That was it. He took Buffy's arm. We're off. But we're not even enemies. Soon you will embrace us. Buffy lunged back. Oh, if that's what you think... But the doctor held her arm in a firm grip. Come along, Buffy. The doctor turned back as he pushed her toward the door, to see Lassa extending his hand. The next time we meet, you will join us. Without a reply, the doctor left the library. Buffy promptly punched him in the jaw. Ow! The doctor landed in a nearby bank of lockers. Come along? Buffy pulled the doctor up. Never do that again. She marched down the corridor. Right. He rubbed his jaw and followed her. Kind of like a cudgel.